Welcome to Trading Anti-Guru. Stock picking is one of the most aggressively sold skills in finance. Thousands of newsletters, YouTube channels, Discord groups, and paid communities all built around one promise. I know which stocks will go up, and for a fee, I will tell you. Here is the data on that promise. Over a 15-year period, roughly 90% of actively managed funds underperformed their benchmark index after fees. These are professional fund managers with Bloomberg terminals, teams of analysts, and decades of experience. Most of them cannot consistently beat the market. The idea that a retail trader watching YouTube in the evenings can do what they cannot is, to put it plainly, not supported by the evidence. That is the uncomfortable starting point. Now, here is the honest part. Understanding individual stocks still matters, even if you mostly invest in index funds. Understanding how to evaluate a company makes you a better investor. You understand what you own. You understand why prices move. You stop making emotional decisions based on headlines because you know what the underlying business is actually worth. And there is a minority of retail investors who genuinely do build an edge in individual stocks, not through tips or hot takes, but through deep research in specific industries they understand better than the average analyst. A nurse who understands what a biotech company is actually trying to do. An engineer who can evaluate whether a tech company's claims about its product are real. Domain expertise is a legitimate edge. Following a stock picker online is not. What you will find here is honest breakdowns of how to actually read a company's financials, what valuation metrics mean in practice and when they mislead you, how to find institutional quality data without paying thousands a month, and how to build a research process that is actually repeatable rather than just reading headlines and hoping. Now, the one thing that would have saved me money. Analyst price targets are not research. They are a starting point for research at best. I spent too long treating a strong buy rating as a reason to buy. What I did not understand is how the sausage gets made. Analysts who cover a stock have relationships with the company. They attend investor days. They ask management questions on earnings calls. That access comes with subtle and sometimes not so subtle pressure to maintain a positive relationship. The data on analyst accuracy is public, and it is not flattering. Price targets have a weak track record of being right 12 months out. The consensus estimate, the average of all analyst views, is essentially a lagging indicator. It tends to get revised up after a stock has already risen and down after it has already fallen. Use analyst reports for the data they contain, the earnings estimates, the segment breakdowns, the industry context. Use them as a starting point. Do not use the buy or sell rating as a decision. If you already build valuation models and understand how to read a 10K filing, most of what I cover here will be familiar ground. I am writing for the person who bought a stock because it was trending on social media and is now sitting in a loss wondering what actually happened. For the person who keeps hearing do your research but has never been shown what that actually looks like step by step. That's who this is for. The basics done honestly with no agenda behind them. One last thing. This blog is just me. One person, no team, no investors. To keep it running, some articles include affiliate links. When I mention a tool and you sign up through my link, I might earn a small commission. It costs you nothing extra. The rule is simple. I only mention something when it's genuinely worth paying for, and there is no free alternative that does the same job properly. If a free tool exists that gets you there, I'll point you to that instead. A paid recommendation only shows up here when the free options just don't cut it.